In this section of my interview with Trevor Ngwane, Trevor talks about the rise of right-wing populism in the form of Jacob Zuma's Nkonte Wesizwe and left-wing populism in the form of Julius Malema's economic freedom fighters and the complex relationship between those two. He also talks about some of the ins and outs of current politics in South Africa.
That topic is a pet topic of mine, you know, the rise of right-wing populism in South Africa, in Africa, can you see? And I can tell you the problem exists here. Yeah, it exists, yeah. For example, you remember that in South Africa, we have these incidents of xenophobia, like violent attacks on migrants from Mozambique, from Ethiopia. It happens regularly.
And that's still going on?
The sentiment is still there, okay. Can you see? So, for example, that party of Zuma, MK, Umkhonto Wesizwe, you know, there's a strong anti-immigrant sentiment in there. Fortunately for us, the Economic Freedom Front of Julius Malema supports opening of the borders. Can you see? Yeah. Although commentators say that's why he loses votes. So that tells you another story, isn't it? Yeah. But listen, populists come in two shapes. It's the right wing and the left wing. But populists, they are chameleons. So remember, Mussolini started off as a socialist. Of course, with right-wing populism, especially anti-immigrant xenophobia, you know, we've got movements here against xenophobia, organized by the left. But we've seen that in the last local government election, even the last election last year, which led to this government of national unity, some of the smaller parties, they got in using an anti-immigrant platform, such as we've got a flamboyant guy here, Gaten McKenzie, his party, the Patriotic Alliance. He famously came up with his slogan, the Zulu slogan, Mabahambe, they must go away. So he meant, you know, people from, and today, he's part of the government of national unity. He's a sports minister. And he's like the guy, you know, those ministers, mavericks, who are always saying things. Yeah. Also, recently we had a crisis here of passing the budget because the government of national unity could not agree on a budget. The issue was VAT, okay? Yeah. Value-added tax. So the ANC wanted that, but in the end, it didn't happen. Okay, yeah. But that party, the opposition, John Steenhuisen, Democratic Alliance, refused to pass the budget. The ANC only managed to pass the budget by bringing in some political parties who are outside the government of national unity. One of them is Action SA, the party of millionaire Herman Mashaba. His party is also anti-immigrant. Can you see?
Yeah. Is that a white party or not?
No, that's a black party. Yeah. So the one, the Patriotic Alliance of Gaten McKenzie, it's a black party, but it's a so-called colored party, people of mixed race. Yeah. So it's colored nationalism. Yeah, so, which we detest here.
So you know, around the world, all the anti-immigrant and nationalist movements, I don't know about all of them, but they tend to also be, obviously racist, but that's a different thing in South Africa, but also very much male supremacist. the nuclear family, also anti-LGBTQ, just the traditional male-female roles, and that sort of thing. You see something like that also in those parties?
Not a lot, but certainly. So I would say a clear-cut right-wing populist party, which, you know, the world would pay attention to, besides this colored party, you know, would be Zuma's MK party. Yeah. Now, remember, Zuma is a Zulu nationalist. Zuma is a polygamist. Zuma is homophobic. I mean, he said openly, you know. Zuma is misogynistic, you know, in the sense of being anti-woman. So, remember, and his party is relatively new. It was formed a few months before the 2024 May election, which saw the ANC lose its majority, and we have this government of national unity. But Zuma's message was real, real right-wing. He was busy with the churches. He was busy with the chiefs. He is called traditional leaders.
I'm sorry, say that.
He was talking about traditional leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Traditional leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like the chiefs, Induna, the kings. Yeah. Here, they are not a progressive force at all. Can you see? Yeah, because the laws which govern, which upon which their rule is based, these traditional leaders, these chiefs, is very anti-woman. Can you see? It's, yeah, it's, you know, yeah, it's patriarchal. But now Zuma, when his party took power or won, you know, got his votes. And remember, the first party in South Africa is ANC. Okay, it lost its majority, but it's still number one, 40%. The second party is this white party. Well, it's not really all white. You know, there's black people there, but, you know, it's history. Yeah, and it's politics. Democratic Alliance. The third one was the Economic Freedom Fighters, of Julius Malema. Let's call them left populists. But I'll come back to them. Yeah. Now, when Zuma came with his party, he displaced this Economic Freedom Fighters and became the third largest. Can you see? Yeah. And then one critique was, what does MK stand for? Because they're coming with ridiculous ideas like to fight unemployment, they're going to have, you know, army conscription, military conscription. Can you see? Women, teenage pregnancy, they're going to fight it by sending the pregnant women to Robben Island. You know, some real crazy right-wing ideas. But as soon as they won or, you know, got their positions, they did very well in KwaZulu-Natal, the Zulu nationalist base of Zuma. Then they started modifying their message. Can you see? Yeah. They started modifying their message. I think now they started smelling power. And some big guys, you know, Zuma is also connected to some bourgeois, black bourgeoisie, whatever, even white bourgeoisie. So they said, no, there's a possibility that you could take power again. So if you say these things, you'll never, you know what I mean? So they modified, but there's still some telling things. So for example, he got people to become members of parliament, to be parliamentarians, some who are poster boys for corruption, you know what I mean? Yeah, so they're known for ever being corrupt in running the railway system, in running our energy system here. So this is what right-wing populists do. You know, they peg the government with crooks and scoundrels because exactly they don't want opposition within the cabinet when they start pushing. They are okay. Most of them are corrupt. You know, the big leader must be rich. Everyone knows Zuma wants, he's taking care of his family. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then if he works with you, he's going to reward you with money, with position, with power, but everything revolves around him. Exactly what Trump is doing. Can you see? Now, just to shift a bit to complicate it. Now, with the economic freedom fighters, who, let's call them left populists, can you see? So they are the ones calling for, yes, we got our political freedom, but we didn't get our economic emancipation. Okay? We must nationalize the banks, nationalize the mines. We must get the land back. Can you see? Yeah. As a footnote, Umkhonto weSizwe, MK, is now saying that too. Can you see? So they are adopting a left posture. Can you see? Yeah. And they're discarding some of that misogynistic, patriarchal. So that's Malema's position. But the problem now is that as a populist, and that's how he's ridiculed. You know, Julius Malema is the leader of this EFF. He's ridiculed for being, they call him flip-flop. I'm not certain that if he were to become president and take power, he'd stick to left populism. He might slide to the right. Yeah. Now, a guy, let's call him a comrade, who used to work closely with Malema. They were like, peas in a pod, defected to MK. Can you see? Yeah. And then he's helping MK to build the structures. He became an organizer, and then now he's the secretary general. So you can see now, there's now a con let's say there's a continuum from left to right. Can you see? Yeah. The MK and EFF, they had a certain kind of understanding. Can you see? Yeah. But then I think they still do, but then they found that they are fishing from the same pond. Claim. My last point there is that remember also, both of them are big men parties. So is Zuma, is Malema. Can you see? Yeah. But they have met, even long time they meet. But also remember, Malema was expelled by Zuma from the ANC. So, the ANC failed so much whilst representing itself as some kind of left. Can you see? Yeah, to the extent that certainly the middle classes here, they feel that, and also some working class people, maybe it's going to work if we work together with the whites. So, John, here there's desperation. 40% unemployment is not a joke. The black working class in South Africa has a history of unity, the desperation for jobs, then makes the ground fertile for right-wing populists to actually, stoke hatred.
In the third and final portion of this interview, Trevor will talk about the degree to which those old traditions of working class unity and socialism still remain, and the degree to which they have been lost, and the role of the what you could call elders in the movement to reviving those old traditions, what that role is.